This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Phyllis Prevost, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, P-R-E-V-O-S-T, date of birth January 18, 1955, date of appointment 08-15-2024, requesting physician Chaudhary Mumtaz, C-H-O-U-D-H-R-Y-M-U-M-T-A-Z. Dear Dr. Mumtaz, I have the pleasure of seeing Phyllis Prevost today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 7-25-2023 because of the increased temperature, vomiting, diagnosed with UTI sepsis and started on antibiotic. She also developed numbness on the left side of the face and then around the mouth, and also involved some part of the right side of the face. Patient was also having some left upper extremity numbness and weakness. Her feet are also numb. No, please remove that. CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head were negative. MRI could not be done because she has a cochlear implant. Ultrasound of the carotid done, which showed less, no hemodynamically significant stenosis. Echocardiogram done, which shows 70% ejection fraction. She has a history of restless leg syndrome and her legs goes back and forth. She is taking pramipexole 0.25 milligram daily. She is having ringing and buzzing in the head. Past medical history, abnormal liver function, Barrett esophagus, hearing deficit, restless leg syndrome, hypertension, GERD, hypothyroidism, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, allergy to calcitonin, erythromycin, abandronate, metoclopramide, risperidone, simvastatin, tetracycline. Her medication are aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, clonidine, levothyroxine, lisinopril, metoprolol, omeprazole, pramipexole 0.25 mg and risperidone. Social history does not smoke cigarette, used to smoke, rarely drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives alone, have 4 children. Family history: mother deceased with diabetes, father deceased, 3 sisters. 1 died due to cirrhosis of the liver, other has a restless leg syndrome. 1 sister has epilepsy, 3 brothers. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having memory problem, weakness, depression. Physical examination: blood pressure 140/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. Patient is legally blind. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, restless leg syndrome. Number 3, hearing loss bilaterally. Number 4, legally blind. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Her CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck are within normal limit. MRI cannot be done due to the cochlear implant. For restless leg syndrome, I would like to increase the pramipexole to 5.5 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.